So by knowing that that can be the objects of having more kusala by thinking about things like death or other object, citta can be calmer and calmer rather than thinking about the other objects. So that person begins to think about such object, that it conditioned calmness. But that person must be wise enough to see the different moments between the unwholesome moment and wholesome moments. And the unwholesome moments are all the five nivarana. So that person must be keen with sati to know that that is not kusala. So the citta can think about the other object instead of having such moment by thinking about dana or by thinking about the value, the benefit of the Buddha's virtues, the teachings and the sangha. So when the citta continue on being kusala more and more, the calmness will appear. That is different from the beginning process, the beginning moments. So one can see that when citta is calm, it has to be known by panya too, because panya arises from the very beginning, which knows what is the right object for kusala, instead of thinking about people like the dear one and the one who one does not like. So when citta grows with calmness, and when it attain more and more calm, that person can continue on and know how to keep the jittas from akusala better and better. But it doesn't mean that anyone who would like to develop samatha can attain upajara samadhi. Not like that. It's very difficult too. But as much as one can know, is the just the slight difference between moment with short calmness and moment with longer calmness. So it must be panya which can know the exact moment, and that is samatha. But still, no matter that person has attained even a rupa jhana, that person doesn't know about the characteristic of nama and rupa as not self right now. That's why the Buddha taught us to develop satipatthana, in order to become used to the characteristic of nama as dhamma, rupa as dhamma, different dhammas in a day, even right now. And at the moment when there's right understanding of nama and rupa, there must be calmness too. So the Eightfold Path comprises the samatha and vipassana together. No need to develop other samatha practice.
Say no need, can one also say if there are not conditions, it won't develop
because
anyway?
Because in some sutta, one reads about the person whom Buddha taught about the development of samatha, but ends up by developing satipatthana or attaining the Four Noble Truths. So he knew who had such and such accumulation for being able to have both different jhanas and also enlightenment. But people today, can one know oneself whether one can have both? Or even the moment of satipatthana is very rare in a day, because there are not enough conditions for awareness to arise very often. So it's not the matter of trying or wanting, it's the matter of understanding that it's the life task, or not just one life, but by having firm foundation of knowing what's the object of understanding, that's the best thing in one's life. Because the satipatthana cannot be done without the satyayana. The Four Noble Truths must have the three rounds of jhana, the satyayana, the kicchayana, and the katayana. By understanding that this moment is nama or rupa, can help one a lot, or can condition awareness to arise. Because it's like having awareness and then no awareness, and having awareness and no awareness. Very usual, very normal.
So he will not give preference to jhana at all, no?
What's the use of having calmness with arpanya while satipatthana has both?
So we could say that a person who's so attached to jhana, and maybe he even attains high level of jhana, his panya is of a different level to...
Right. Yeah. It's not the way to get rid of, to go out of samsara vata, circle of birth and death. That's why there are two types, the one who can attain enlightenment without jhana, and the person who can attain enlightenment with jhana. So we know oneself, who we are.
The difference between higher and beginning levels of samatha, difference being the how short or long the moment of calm is. When you talk about a long moment, do you mean one long moment or many moments when no sense objects appear?
Can there be one long moment?
It doesn't make sense. So when you say, oh, the difference is the short or the long moment, okay, what do you mean by the long moment?
More moments.
Very concerned or interested in upachara or apana levels of samatha or attaining jhanas, but actually if we understand more about different objects of samatha and how they can condition calm, maybe opportunities for short moments in a day to arise naturally, and who knows, depending on what accumulations, what objects may condition more calm to develop, but without any plan or expectation or purpose. Does this sound?
It depends on understanding. If one has very little understanding, one might like to have more. Attachment comes again very quickly.
It creeps in very quickly, like you, oh, I read a sutta about metta or death as condition for more metta, and the clinging comes in.
That's why only panya can see lopa, so that it can eliminate lopa. If it doesn't see lopa, it cannot eliminate lopa at all.
That using concentration, using jhana, to have insight be part of wrong view. Some people really think that they can use the development of jhana for satipatthana.
So they cannot understand the difference between samatha and vipassana. Mm.
No, I feel that it's like putting the cart before the horse, because a person could be having high levels, had high accumulations for jhana, but yet it needs that he sees the importance of satipatthana, that when jhana arises naturally, he will see what for what it is. But people get the opposite view, that they have to first develop jhana and use that concentrated mind to catch realities, to see the rise and fall and all that.
Is that the way to decrease or to increase lobha?
Yes, it's increased lobha.
All the teachings of Buddha is about decreasing akusala. Even those people in the old days, in the time of Buddha, who had attained jhana before, but when they developed satipatthana, it doesn't mean that they would attain the noble truth with jhana.
No, not necessarily.
See? So it's quite useless. Wasting time developing something, but it doesn't help one to really understand the moment of nama and rupa which appears.
In fact, it's dangerous.
If that person understands why delay to develop, to be aware of a reality now, instead of trying to calm the mind first.
Anyway, so even if it were the right way.
What about Sariputta, the moment he became enlightened? Vajjhana? Mm-hmm. But when he became enlightened, all accumulated property of being the great disciple arise or follows or accompany the enlightened moment.
Was that with jhana in the case of Sariputta?
It didn't say didn't at say. All, but no. All the properties of being the Akasavaka, the disciple. Great disciple. Mm.
Okay. Are there instances in the... Sorry. This is a slightly side point, but are there instances in the Tipitaka of monks who had attained jhana and who... but who nevertheless did not attain enlightenment? Yeah, even though they belong in the order and hear the Buddha's teaching. Mm-hmm.
You know who?
I think it was one who was flying and fell down. Is that right?
What about Tevatatta?
This Christine once asked about whether it's possible that those who are studying, who believe in dry insight, may have had accumulations and developed jhana in previous lifetimes. And then I think John said later that it is possible, or it must have been.
Sukha vipassaka. Without jhana.
Oh. Without jhana. So, how true is that? On. That a person may have had accumulations for jhana in previous lifetimes.
The moment when that person becomes enlightened, that person knows whether they have or they do not have.
But it's not necessary.
No.
Ever to have
only
accumulations.
Some people, not everyone.
Well, I don't suppose you could say the person had never attained jhana, because so many lifetimes, I mean, bound to have, I would have thought, at some stage, attained jhana.
But would that have any bearing to the moment of insight in a lifetime without jhana?
When one develops a Dipatthana, does one expect anything to arise, or it depends on what arises? And sati can understand, sati can be aware, and panya can understand it. One might not know how much samatha one has developed in the past, but when it appears, one knows that by conditions. And it depends on whether there is clinging to that moment or not. If there is clinging, it hinders again. So all the way must be the way of detachment. Whatever arises, it can be any level of samadhi, or it can be jhana for those who have developed jhana and so that are very skillful, that jhana can arise anytime, but there must be detachment all the way, not wanting to have better or higher jhana to accompany the enlightenment, see? So no thought about having jhana or not having jhana at all.
So the condition of right concentration is just sati and panya.
And one can see whether it's sati or panya or not by whether it is detached or whether it is attached. It's such a reminder. If not samatha or samadhi, what about panya? See? There shouldn't be attachment to panya either. see attachment better and better, deeper and deeper, more subtle. Otherwise, there's no way to eliminate attachment.
If someone wrote to me,
because I know that it's not right from the very beginning, because it has to be done with panya, mahakusala, with panya from the very beginning. If in the beginning there's no panya and then later on there's panya, so it's wrong from the very beginning. How can it lead to the right one? For example, red or blue or white or heart or the patui or the apo, the four primary rupas, can be object of understanding that there is nothing but that thing in the world. For example, people fight just for hardness.
Land,
everything, only hardness there. So by understanding that nothing which is rupa is does not depend on hardness, one can say that what's the use of just clinging to the hardness or fire and earth?
The same for the colors, right? Because we attach so much to
different colors,
this color or this color,
right?
But it's just
color,
just visible object, mm-hmm. and that we attach. So it's a way to detach,
to see different aspects. Okay. From clinging.
The panyati will act as a condition for something to arise in somebody else. You know, you never know, it can be anything.
Because the meaning of kasina means all, the whole. When we think about the earth, it's not just this, but the whole universe, or in one's mind, there's only earth. That is just earth, so there is no clinging to earth, just earth, at the moment of thinking about earth. And in the beginning, people who does not have any accumulation before use the kasina, explained in Visuddhimagga, as a reminder, so that person does not think other thing else beside this, not go away from the earth kasina.
Little, you know, with earth one can see how, yes, everything
same
just
as color.
But color,
yeah,
the same.
Everything is.
Everything is just this color. Mm-hmm.
So that person must be very wise to know about color, that it's only color, like illusion. But we take them seriously as something very valuable.
For example, if it's this casino or this color or white, that from the very beginning levels of samatha, that object must be, the car must be developed with that object, not just like suddenly have high level of calmness
with
a particular object.
Because Panya knows the degrees of samatha calmness too, what condition this. And the citta with panya is different from citta which is attached to the object. Quite different. Panya is opposite of attachment.
Could you explain this difference?
Mati is concentration, ekakata cetasika, but samatha is calmness, kaya pasati and citta pasati, different cetasikas.
So a minute ago, Sanjan said she wanted to think about one thing only,
that
and not
is samadhi.
Other things. Samadhi.
Yeah, because citta is not kusala, not with panya. So it cannot be kaya pasati or citta pasati, which condition calmness. The citta pasati cetasika and the kaya pasati cetasika is calmness.
But when we get to jhana, which is samatha, mm-hmm. then it is the one object continuously.
Certainly, even right now, one object. With or without understanding, with or with more calmness.
So what's the difference between mm-hmm. when it's jhana and only one object, and right now when it's the same object? repeatedly.
Different object at a time, but one stable object when citta experience it on and on and on, not go away from that object. With understanding of the growth of calmness and know the cause of it too. Otherwise, the upajara cannot be attained because that person must be wise how to keep citta to be calm by different conditions too.
When you say it's the same now and only one object, but it's not really like that now, is it? Because there are mm-hmm. different objects, different doorways.
Even it's, yeah. Mm-hmm. But when there is intention to keep on that object more than usual,
yes,
the samadhi appears as samadhi.
Samadhi.